We caught up with rising star Heather Rollins to discuss the latest developments in the Madison Brooks case. As you probably know, Heather was a close friend of Madison's, and she's also acquainted with the four teens recently arrested for their alleged involvement in Madison's disappearance. Read on for Heather's unique insider perspective of the ongoing scandal. Spotlight. Heather, we know how busy you are with your new show. Congratulations, by the way. We're honored you managed to carve out some time to speak with us today. Heather. Thank you, but really, the honor's all mine. Like the rest of the world, I'm distraught over Madison's disappearance, and I just pray she's okay. I miss her, and I want her to return home safely. Spotlight. Certainly, the latest news that the body found in Joshua Tree has been ruled out as Madison comes as a relief. But tell us, how are you holding up, and what are your theories? It seems everyone has one these days. Heather. The news was certainly a relief, to say the least. As for theories, I can't say I have any. I'm mostly just glad to know Madison is still out there somewhere, and I pray every day that we'll see her again. The sooner, the better. Spotlight. I'm sure we're all rooting for the same outcome. Though we're also wondering, as someone with connections to everyone involved, what do you think of the recent arrests of Astor Amirpour, Layla Harrison, Tommy Phillips, and Ryan Hawthorne? Heather. Well, it definitely came as a shock, but I really hate to speculate. It seems like the public has already convicted them in their minds. And while I understand the need for justice, I think it's wise to take a step back and trust that the LAPD and our legal system will do the right thing. Spotlight. Yes, but they were caught at the scene of the body, along with Madison's tracker. What do you make of that? Heather. It certainly looks bad, doesn't it? I'm just reluctant to point any fingers until we know the full story. A reputation can be ruined in a second, and it can take a lifetime to restore it, if ever. Spotlight. The body was found outside a cabin in Joshua Tree owned by Paul Banks, the same Paul Banks who's been linked to Madison and whose office building recently burned down in what was since ruled to be arson. Since the body has been established as a middle-aged male, do you think it was him? Heather. I really think that's up to the coroner's office to determine. Like you, I'm just glued to my phone, waiting for updates. Spotlight. Did you know Paul Banks, or ever see him with Madison? Heather. This is starting to sound more like an interrogation and less like an interview. Spotlight. Apologies. I guess we're all a little high-strung around here. Heather. Understandably. Spotlight. Would you like to add anything in closing? Heather. Believe me when I say that Madison is truly a star in every sense of the word. She's always the brightest light in any room, and she radiates this magical vibe that comes from within. And yet, there's a side to her that few people realize. She's super generous to her friends and fans, but there's also a part that's very private to the point of being impenetrable. While I know she'd appreciate the enormous outpouring of love and support coming in from all over the globe, I also can't help but think how much she'd hate the three-ring circus her life has become. People tend to forget that underneath all the glamour and fame lives a real girl, a complex human being with her own hopes and dreams, and yes, even regrets. Madison inspired me to become the person I am today. We met early on in our careers, but I knew right away there was something really remarkable about her. She has so much determination and drive. I've never met anyone else who could even come close to matching her sheer power of will. It's impossible to think she might truly be gone. I refuse to accept it. So, if she's out there somewhere and is able to read this, I just want her to know that like everyone else the world over, I'm rooting for her safe return and won't rest until I see her again.